Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lauren Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then the show's for you. Hi, Lacey. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a flight attendant and an author. My debut novel was The Layover, which was about a fictionalized account of being a flight attendant. And then From the Jump just came out last week. That's my second book.
All right. So we got to talk about, like, how do you balance writing and being a flight attendant? Like, you know, when do you write? When do you get to write these books?
Well, I'm going to be too honest with you and tell you, so at first I was writing on overnights and in the backs of planes. Okay. Then kind of when I sold that first book, I sold it in a 2-book deal. So you know how slowly publishing moves. Like it was almost a year and a half before the first book came out. But then I was writing the second book, like, while all that was in production, and I would take like 6 weeks off at a time and write like a draft. And then I'd fly while people were like reading it and giving me feedback. So I moved to more of that kind of schedule. And then, full disclosure, when I sold my third book in November, I have not flown one day since.
Oh my gosh!
I haven't technically quit, but I think I just... like, I was ready for something new. I will not quit being a flight attendant, because there's nothing better than being like, oh, I'm so sorry, I can't do those errands or make that food or wash those clothes because I need to get room service and watch Netflix in my hotel room for my job. So I will never give that up. But it's really fun. You know, I've been flying for a long time. So it's really fun to have an alternate career. And I think in my head, I just could not come to terms with the fact that it was really happening, because that first deal was a 2-book deal. And I didn't know if that was like lightning striking, you know? So it was when I sold the third book, I was like, oh, this is happening. Like, I have a second job. So yeah, I'm taking time off.
I love this. Okay. So flight attendant wise, like, which places have you done layovers that you recommend? Or, like, do you fly domestic or did you do international travel? What was it like?
I did most of my international travel, like, on my own, just for fun. And honestly, even now, I prefer the domestic flights, because the international, like, I take all my food with me in a food bag for 3 days. Yes. And so when I have a random international overnight, now all of a sudden I don't have any fruit. They're taking away my cheeses. Like, I'm always ordering the wrong thing and they're going to like fine me. So yeah, I like to stick to domestic. And because I do travel so much just as a hobby, on my overnights, I've kind of always, like, I read, I watch Netflix, I work on books, like, I lay by the pool. Like, I'm not really doing my exploring then. I'm more just, like, enjoying not being in my house and, like, having things I need to do, and instead just immersing myself in fiction, you know?
Yes. Oh, yes. I love having a hotel stay. I'm not more a hotel kind of girl, not an Airbnb kind of girl in that way. Where it's just like, I like just like having a pool, having access to just chill, like not having to deal with like the stuff to do, you know, so.
Totally. Yeah. I am a big fan of Airbnbs for like those longer stays where you don't want to have to figure out breakfast every day, you know, but we're actually big Hilton people. We got the Hilton card and if we can find a way to pay anything on it, we will pay things on it. And because we pay our rent on it, like everything that we can pay. So we get all these points. So we have free hotel stays all the time. So like for a weekend, we'll be like, well, we could stay here and pay DC prices or now LA prices, or we could go to Fort Lauderdale for the weekend, stay at Hilton for free, have them give us breakfast. And sometimes they'll have that like executive lounge where they'll give you like cheese and crackers and we'll eat that for dinner. And it's like, we kind of get away with the whole weekend for free. It's cheaper than staying in DC.
Oh my gosh, I love this so much. Thank you for these tips. All right, so let's talk about From the Jump. Tell us the elevator pitch.
Oh yeah, we did get wildly off topic, didn't we? I'm like, let me tell you about my hotel life. From the Jump, I think the elevator pitch is just kind of like what happens when a woman who has always done what she's told starts doing what she wants instead. Mm.
And more will be real. Awesome. All right. What can we expect from book three? Because you have a cover reveal. So tell us about the book.
So book three is a little different. And you can really see that by its cover. Like the layover and From the Jump are so perfectly matched. Mm-hmm. But they made The Only Game in Town different. And this is launch week, so I've been doing a lot of interviews, and I kind of realized this week that those books are really about kind of going out into the world and just like opening yourself up to things. And The Only Game in Town is more about kind of going in, like it's about a small town and it's a fun premise. So I'm all over the place, please forgive me. But it's a fun premise because it's about a very wealthy man in a small town who's kind of like the town's unofficial mayor. He dies and he leaves his money to the town. The catch is they have to compete over it. And the other catch is that he's paired them up for these competitions and he has paired everyone with someone they have a bad history with. So, like, he's paired up a bunch of enemies. So it's a fun premise, but also it is just kind of about like being at home where you are instead of going out. So it's kind of the reverse of my other books.
Oh my gosh. And so what was the process of like writing, you know, creating the world, like thinking about like the plot, the characters, like what came first?
For me, the characters always come first. My agent has more aggressively over time suggested that I outline because I'm always like, I just want to write about this person and how they would interact with this personality. And she's like, maybe perhaps you should have a plot. And slowly she's gotten more adamant about it. So the other day I actually sent her a 5.5 page outline in advance. And she was like, my subject heading was, are you so proud? You're so proud, aren't you? And she's like, I've never been prouder. But the point is, yes, it's all about the characters for me.
It is all good. All right. What kind of books do you tend to read?
Well, I did read a lot of rom-coms. Mm-hmm. Then I read a lot of rom-coms for like writing and comparison purposes. Mm-hmm. And then I read a lot of rom-coms for blurbs, like to provide blurbs for them. And now I think I'm like kind of branching out because I read a lot between those three phases. I read a lot of rom-coms. So lately I've been doing a little bit darker, mildly thriller stuff. I mean, I'm talking about the like, did you read Reckless Girls?
Yes.
Yes. And In My Dreams, I Hold a Knife. I mean, they're not like full-fledged thrillers, but they're like a different slant, you know? I'm really liking those kind of books.
Yeah, I just interviewed Rachel Hawkins like 20 minutes ago from Reckless. Oh,
that's so funny. I love her books. I think I just discovered her books with Reckless Girls. And I was like, oh, well, she's now an auto-buy.
Yeah, she has a book. She has a previous book coming out. I think what's the name of the book? She has a thriller, so you have a backlist thriller to read, and then she has a new thriller coming out that's called The Villa.
I have that on NetGalley.
Yeah, so there's stuff to read, but yeah, a little thriller, a little stuff. Or the book that I would suggest to read is The Last Housewife by Ashley Winstead. It's coming out like next month. That's a really, it's good, it's dark, but it's good.
Cool. Yeah, I loved In My Dreams, I Hold a Knife. So I'll request that. My NetGalley, I try to keep it tight because I don't like that they grade me. I don't want my percentage to drop below 90%. But then also I do want all the books. But you know, you get in a writing project and you're like, I cannot read right now because that will get into my writing style.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just a tricky timing thing.
All right. So what kind of books will you recommend our listeners to pick up? Do you have any books that you have blurb or talked about? You're like, okay, you must picked up other than Reckless Girl and in my Dreams Hold On.
So yeah, I'd say those are my like darker recommendations. And then for more fun reads, I would say, have you read She's Up to No Good by Sarah Goodman Confino? I don't know if that's how you say her name.
Yes, that's how you say her name. And no, it's on my list too. It's on my list for this month to read.
Nice. Yeah, I think it comes out maybe this Monday. And it was fantastic. And then, I've been reading things that are like coming out right now. And I think For Better or Worse just came out. And I loved that. That was so good.
I'm just listening to that one. It's so good.
So I met Erin, the author, I met her very soon after I moved to LA. I've only lived here a couple months and she's delightful. And so I had gotten it on NetGalley randomly. I think they maybe just sent it to me. And I have a weird thing with puns. Like, I do not like puns. Please don't tell me your puns. So the title was a pun. And I was like, this is going to be a hard pass for me. But then she's so clever and funny in real life that I was like, well, I'm just going to pick it up. I did not put it back down. I had things to do and I did not put it back down for like 4 hours. Like I was just immediately sucked in. So that's when you know something is recommendable.
It is a recommendable book. I love this. So Lacey, tell us where you can find online.
Failed to be professional when considering my handles. So I am All About That Lace, like the Mega Trainer song, on Instagram and TikTok. But I'm also the only Lacey Walden, I think, on either, because I have two oddly spelled names. So I'm the only on social media. It's so fun.
This is so much fun. Awesome. So thank you, Lacey, for being in the show.
I've had so much fun talking to you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whatyourwearenextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With LibraFM, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports the local community. If you're new to audiobooks, they're the perfect way to squeeze more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free LibraFM app while you do your chores, walk the dog, relax at home. If you already love audiobooks and don't know what to listen next, check out recommendations from people who know the best booksellers. The Watch Your Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on LibraFM for the price of one with your first month membership. Use code WATCHYOURREADNEXT. The offer is valid only for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourwearenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.